In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Work is well along on the new Gordie Howe International Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. Andy Doctoroff is Governor Whitmer's point person on the International Crossing and spoke to the MDOT podcast talking Michigan transportation last week. He said the bridge will be the tallest structure in Detroit when it's finished.
We now have on each side of the border two concrete piers that are shaped like inverted Ys that are rising from the ground. Each one in Ontario and the other here in Michigan, is about 380 feet tall, I believe. Each one is on its way to being about 720 some feet taller than the Marriott Hotel at the Renaissance Center.
Doctoroff said work has been taking place at the ports of entry on either side. He noted the new bridge is designed to cater to more than just vehicle traffic, but also pedestrians, adding the view of Detroit's skyline from the middle of the bridge will be impressive. The $5.7 billion bridge is expected to be open in 2024. There is a new nature preserve in New Buffalo Township. Chickwing Open Lands has acquired the 27-acre property on Maudlin Road, soon to be named the Castle Keep Preserve. COL is developing plans to build a trail system through the preserve, and it will be open to the public for outdoor recreation soon. COL Executive Director Ryan Postema says the new preserve is close to the Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy's Kessling Nature Preserve and the Three Oaks Conservation Area, further protecting open space in the South Branch Galeen River Corridor. He adds it's an important area ecologically, so we consider it a high priority for conservation. The land was donated to Chickaming Open Lands, and its name, Castle Keep, is an homage to the donor's father, who became a castle fan after being stationed in Europe during World War II. It includes open fields, steep ravines, and mature woodland. Now that Southwest Michigan has received significant snowfall, the cross-country skiing trails at Berrien County Parks should start seeing more visitors. Love Creek County Park Chief Naturalist Derek Pelk tells us the skiing conditions were marginal as of Friday. When there's a bit more snow, there are plenty of places to ski at the park.
If we count all our trails, we have getting close to 6 miles of ski trails of all different skill levels. We have a green loop that's more for beginners, that's about 2 miles, and then a red loop that's a little bit more advanced, that's a little over 3 miles. And then we add in our outer loops that are for the most advanced skiers. And those outer loops, they're only groomed for cross-country skiing, while some of our red and green loops are also wide enough and groomed for skate-style skiing as well.
Delk says they have around 100 pairs of skis to rent out, and on a very busy Saturday, the park could have about 150 or more skiers. They also have some fat tire bikes, and snowshoeing is a popular thing to do. You can check out the winter trail conditions at the Berrien County Parks Department website. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.